You are listening to the audio production of Bloodwork, How the Blood of Christ Accomplishes Our Salvation, by Anthony J. Carter, published by Ligonier Ministries. This book is read by Bill Andrew Quinn. To Christina. Introduction. A Donor for Christina. We were used to seeing delivery trucks come to the house. Being lovers of books, we regularly, sometimes daily, received packages from UPS or FedEx. So when the FedEx truck pulled into the driveway one day, it was nothing out of the ordinary. However, as the driver walked to the door, it became clear that something was different this time. Rather than a package, he carried a letter. Instead of coming from some online bookstore or publishing company, the delivery was from an organization known as Be the Match. I had never heard of Be the Match and could not but wonder why it needed to send a letter to me in an overnight express envelope. I opened the envelope, not knowing what to expect, except the unexpected. As I read the letter, my expectations were met, and then some. The letter read something like this. Dear Mr. Carter, we are writing to inform you that you have been identified as a possible match as a donor for a bone marrow transplant patient. It is urgent that you contact us so we can confirm whether you are a complete match. I was bewildered. How could I be a match for anyone? I didn't recall donating blood or signing up for a bone marrow registry. Besides, how does one get on such a registry? I know the internet is capable of hijacking a lot of our personal information, but can it get our blood types as well? As I pondered the possibilities, something came to me. The only event I could remotely connect to the moment had happened more than 18 years before. Back then, I had participated in a blood drive organized to find a bone marrow match for a dear friend of ours. Could this unexpected letter be the result of my donating blood 18 years prior? Even if it was, how had Be the Match found me 18 years, 2 states, and 6 addresses later? The year was 1994. Robert and Winnie Benson were friends of ours. Robert served as the associate pastor of the church we attended. They were faithful servants of God and parents to 4 children, a son and 3 daughters. Their middle daughter's name was Christina. In 1992, she had been diagnosed with leukemia. Christina was 9 years old. The sickness was unexpected and obviously life-altering. After several treatments of chemotherapy, a hopeful remission of nearly 2 years, and a lot of prayer, the doctors determined that Christina would need a bone marrow transplant if she was to survive. Unfortunately, no one in her family was a match for her. Therefore, the circle of potential marrow donors needed to be enlarged. The call went out for a blood drive to be held at the church in March 1994. The response was tremendous. Not only did the church members come out in great numbers, so did people who lived in the surrounding community, and many more who had heard of young Christina's sickness. I was one of hundreds who donated blood that day, and apparently became part of a registry of individuals desiring to offer blood to save another's life. The day was filled with hope and anticipation. There was excitement and fervent prayer. Surely, out of all those people, someone would be identified as a donor for Christina. Unfortunately, the excitement of that day was overshadowed by the sobering news we received in the coming weeks. No match had been found. With no match and the cancer taking more and more of her strength, it was only a matter of time. Christians around the world offered prayers. Christina battled the illness bravely and with a joy that humbled all who knew her. Nevertheless, to our dismay, Christina died on April 26, 1997. A spirit-filled warrior to the end, her smile and consistent faith testified to the grace and love of her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She was welcomed into the rapturous presence of Christ because His blood did what our blood could not do, save her. Christina was 12 years old. As I read over the letter from Be the Match again, I was not sure what to do. Many questions came to mind. What is the process for such a thing? What will it require of me? Will it hurt? Who would receive the transplant?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?